First of all, I want to remind you that Mass tomorrow for Memorial Day will be at 9 a.m. A fellow was talking at work to a friend, and he was complaining that his wife was gone for a couple of months to take care of her mother. And he said, "I'm getting tired of restaurant food." And the friend says, "Well, I'm sure your wife has lots of cookbooks. Why don't you use one of the cookbooks and make something for yourself?" He says, "I can't. They all start out with the same thing. Use a clean container." Not one of the best. Anyhow, the point is we do need to follow instructions, just as the church gives instructions in the first reading. This is the first big problem the church had to face. Persecutions, of course, were bad, but those came from outside the church. This first problem came from within the church, where people were saying that you have to become circumcised and follow the whole Mosaic law to be saved. And of course, there's nothing wrong with the Mosaic law, but the new covenant in Jesus has superseded that covenant and that law. Paul makes it clear in his letter to the Galatians that we are not saved by Mosaic law, but by faith in Jesus, manifested in love. So the Council of Jerusalem, because the Jews have been so formed in the law, certain things that the Gentiles do just cause them all kinds of problems and scandal. Just as we see that there are different culture, different practices in different cultures. For instance, we think of cats and dogs as pets, as companions, but in other cultures, they are food. So the church says the Gentile Christians have to be kind and respectful to their Jewish Christian brothers and sisters. Don't do anything that would cause them scandal. Love them in action. For example, if a friend of mine chooses to abstain from meat on Friday, then I'm not going to invite him for a barbecue on that day. It's all about practical love, and that means kindness and mercy. It means keeping Jesus' word and living a sacrificial love like Jesus loved. It is understanding that Jesus' peace is not like the world's peace. The world's peace means no war, and one person is in charge of everything. But the peace that comes from, that Jesus speaks of, comes from our relationship with Jesus and with our brothers and sisters in him. The kindness we are called to doesn't mean saying everything's wonderful with everybody, because it isn't. But it means that we have to be willing to try and stop somebody if they don't know that the bridge is out. Kindness means willingness to pray for our brothers and sisters, our family members, our friends, our co-workers, our enemies, our irritating neighbors, to pray for them, asking God to give them what he knows they need, not what we think, and a willingness to make every move we can to be reconciled, if it's possible. The kindness we are called to means being the people Jesus called us to be, formed by his love, by his word, and by the teaching of the church, which teaches with his own authority, and being generous to those around us in need. Being generous and sharing with them whatever we can in whatever way they need. It means seeking to understand in the depths of our own hearts the depths of the Trinity's love for each one of us, that we may experience divine joy here and now and peace forever in the world to come.